name is Jack Lemming and he's here to stay. Kicking the ass in his radio way. Tristan Wheeler's his funk rock was slanging comedy around his dongus.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
Located on the
located on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. I'm here. My name is Jack Lemming, and I'm here with
Tristan Wheeler, the co-host of the show.
Yeah, that's him. It is a special day today. It is our fourth anniversary,
fourth time doing a show on this date. So what we have done in the past is we did a commentary of our first episode. And I'm listening to the show in the background. So then for the next year, we did a commentary of the commentary. Now we are doing a commentary of the commentary of the commentary. So we have a murderer's row of guests, fan favorites, original people,
OGs, old guests, as we like to call them.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
So we are currently listening to the episode from March 15th, 2019, which also begins with a 20-minute interview of Randy from Trailer Park Boys in character. If you went to that show, hopefully it was good.
Yeah, he was supposed to send us a video shout-out, and he never did. So that's how that day went for us. He seemed nice. I can't hear this. I don't have headphones on. Realizing that's a con. Maybe Sophie could give me hers because she's just sitting on her phone. That would actually be really nice.
No.
Instead of, you know, you could maybe pay attention.
No.
All right. So why don't we go around the horn and we introduce everyone who is here today. So starting right here.
Hello, radio people. I'm Evan, the
human bagel.
The human bagel. I like I'm an everything bagel. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Who's next?
I'm Sophie, the most favorite and honored guest on this radio show.
Oh,
seamless transition.
Hi, my name is Ben, the Consequence Flynn. I am the original guest on the show and the original fan favorite and the only fan favorite. So,
I'm Thomas. I don't remember anything else about any other episode I've been on, so I can't say anything witty or funny.
And I'm Pavan, and Thomas just knocked out the earbuds. We're both wearing earbuds. Oh, that's very uncomfortable of you putting that back in my ear. And also, I think this is narcissistic, but let's keep going.
What's narcissistic? This whole show?
Like, you guys hearing your voice over and over and over
that
again?
That is the point of
the
whole
show. Joke is that it's layers.
Tristan's already been distracted by his own voice.
Tristan gets distracted by his own voice while he's speaking in real time. He's like, I sounded great right there. That's awesome.
Also, every time Tristan and Jack hand off the mic, for you Radio Pizza Party fanfic fans out there, they almost kiss.
Oh, yes, we do.
We have no choice but to stand.
Talk about a ship.
Queen Mary. It was in the 1800s, probably.
Salazar.
Salazar. Salamanca. Mm.
The Mayflower. Speaking of boats.
Salazar Slytherin?
Ooh, we got a Harry Potter fan over here. All right, I like that a little bit.
Keep listening, Tom Riddle's going to call him.
Tristan, you DJ, you want to get that Harry Potter up in his house?
Yeah, I'll get the Harry Potter
More noise, just layer it. Mm-hmm. Just keep adding layers. Next year, it'll be just...
Oh, I gotta connect to the Wi-Fi.
Thomas,
it's gonna take a
second. Side conversation with you during this thing. So why don't we just have?
I'm trying to listen to the episode.
So why don't we just take a? Why don't we all just listen to what we were doing 1 year ago today? Lose your nipples.
Well, I ran across.
Oh wow!
It's Randy talking about it being cold.
Well, that is astute, Mr. Patrick Roach. I tagged him in my tweet earlier, and he has not yet liked it. So. some reason, that coward better nut up or shut up.
Yeah, we hate all our guests.
But you gotta run. You gotta be quick.
Given that this is the third anniversary show of Radio Pizza Party, why don't we go and say something that what Radio Pizza Party has meant to you?
Oh,
was there a horrible?
We can't hear and they can hear too much.
Oh, did you just crank them up?
I think so, because we can't hear anything about the old episode, so it's just us talking.
I don't have any issues. Yeah. I'm perfectly okay. Thank you very much.
Fair enough.
Hey.
No swearing on the air. That's a rule.
Okay. Evan, what has Radio Pizza Party meant to you?
Well, to be honest, the shirts you made a while ago. So I recently went on a trip to Costa Rica, and I like this shirt. It's a cool shirt. And I was wearing it surfing, and I bought some nice coconut zinc to put on my face. It's organic, you know, like keep the skin looking nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that thing stains like nothing else. And as I go to pull off the shirt after having zinc on my face, the Radio Pizza Party shirt got covered in some coconut zinc, and so now it is officially ruined.
Does it just look like an oil patch sort of stain, or what's it?
It looks like a big smear of gray. Like a big smear. Like, it's usable, but the shirt is in. It has seen better days.
No. Have you tried bleaching it?
I have not tried bleaching.
That I find is important for getting stains of white clothing.
My mom is not a fan of me putting bleach in the in our washing machine. She's worried that it'll bleach the next load I put in.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Rational.
So apparently I'm not allowed bleach at home.
Mm. Okay.
I'm have living tried... at home too.
Right. I live in a home as well. have you tried bleaching it at somewhere that's not your home?
I don't have somewhere.
Like go to a hotel.
The river.
I could. Oh, the river's a good idea. Just
get that washboard out.
In the river, you know, just like take a gallon, just pour it in.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and then just put your t-shirt downstream and hope it gets some of it.
You know, you have to have your own spot to bleach their own.
Oh!
There it is.
Ben, it's things there. Like this that make us remember why we don't have you on anymore. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, correct me if I'm wrong. I was speaking to the customer representative earlier today of those shirts, and they were saying that coconut zinc is one of the main things that ruins these shirts. I mean, all of the Radio Pizza Party fans are wearing it all the time.
It's a major coconut zinc issue.
I can also attest that my shirt is absolutely destroyed, and I have no idea where it is because it was one of the two shirts that I wore for like 3 weeks of trekking in Nepal, and they stain and it never is the same. They are lost.
I haven't internationally traveled recently, and I don't own one of these shirts.
Why
did
you make the shirts another color? Why are they white?
White shirts are cool.
Make them
pink. White shirts are the coolest t-shirts. That's a fact.
They are pretty aesthetic. Yeah,
it's white and green. The best colors.
Wait, Evan, if your problem is there's a stain on it and you don't like the white, couldn't you just tie-dye it?
Oh, that's
that
a very
a fantastic
very,
idea right there. I'm going to tie-dye it.
Very
problem
good point.
Problem solved.
Hey, if you're listening at home and you're planning on doing this as well, send us a tweet, #tie-dye tie-dye t-shirts.
Ooh.
Yeah, just fire
off
one of those.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea. What do you think, Tristan?
What do I think about it? I like it because it kind of is like a Fugazi. You know how they don't have merch, so everyone makes their own merch? It's
no,
like that.
No one gets that hipster reference.
But it's like that.
Oh, Fugazi.
Yeah. Fugazi.
Is that that Hillary Clinton thing?
I thought we can't swear on the air.
Classic. What do you guys... Okay, why don't we just listen to what's going on the interview?
Yeah, we're just going around the table.
I imagine...
He just didn't respond. He just...
Lots of stash is going on. Fine. next up, Sophie, what has Radio Pizza Party meant to you before we get to the bulk of the commentary?
What has Radio Pizza Party What has Radio Pizza Party meant to me? Radio Pizza Party has meant love. It has meant
Jack has left the room, so you can speak honestly now.
Oh my god. No, it has been is meant love and friendship and dorks. Which is all y'all.
Comes with the studio audience.
Okay. Aww. Woo! Like someone
here she comes. Here she comes.
When someone says bazinga, we're gonna go crazy.
Okay, I think when Mika comes in, I am going to tap out.
You're gonna tap out. Thank you for being on the show for our third anniversary show. It means a lot. And we now have a new person in the studio.
Okay, I'm tapping out.
No, we're losing. Definitely losing a person. So why don't while Sophie taps out, we'll go on to Ben. And thank you so much for being on the show, Sophie.
Bye, Sophie.
Always a pleasure. When I'm invited once a year, I relish it.
Ben, what is this whole thing meant to you?
Wow, this show has meant a lot, for sure. And I say that with sincerity.
Uh-huh.
From the deepest pit of my heart.
The more you qualify, the more suspicious it seems.
No, it feels good.
Your eyes are so wide.
Don't look at me. Listen to my words.
His eyes are only the whites. Like, they're so wide.
Don't look at me when you're talking to me. That's a reference. Whoa, bazinga.
Thomas,
yes,
you've been on the show many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can speak for himself.
I think it's like the thing about podcasts is it's like normally people who you don't know and you're like, oh, that's so cool that they're friends. And it's cool because it's like you guys are both my friends, but also I get to see how you are separately friends. It's very nice, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, these people are friends, and I could talk to them about what they're talking about.
It's a better answer than mine.
If you could describe our friendship in, let's say, 15 words, what would they be?
Two guys, and they're both tall, and only one of them wears glasses. End.
I like that. I like the end, like it's a telegram.
Yeah.
And Pavin, the Pavlova.
Well, all right. Oh, is this a question?
Sophie's leaving. Yeah. What? How has Radio Pizza Party changed your life?
Changed my life. Oh, I mean, I rarely answer things like in absolutes. But
because only a Sith.
Because only
a
Sith deals in absolutes. But it's definitely for the worse, I'd say. I think about it a lot, like my digital footprint, and I think about all the times I've talked about dirty literature on here, and. Yeah, I think about that a lot when I think of like when an employer is going to search me up, or when I think about why I'm going to the church to say my sins to the reverend.
And which church do you go to? If you could give us an address.
Yeah.
And are they performing data science on you, this church?
Data science?
Who's your data?
What?
Who's so your scientist?
Nice, very good. I'd say I think it's on Blanca. It's a really nice little shindig, but you usually have to go through a few doors to get there, and like, you know, it's a whole thing. You gotta say the password or whatever. And it's pretty cool.
That's really sweet.
I'm super confused right now.
Yeah.
What part are you confused about, Evan?
The doors? You're confused about doors?
Mm. Are we talking about scientists? Like
no, church.
Yeah, church.
You've changed your outfit since I last looked at you. I don't know how that's possible because this is a small room.
This is a good thing to talk about on the radio, because like, it's the one medium where you can see everybody's outfits. But for context, Evan is wearing a onesie that looks like the muscles of a human body, which is a bold choice in my opinion. But I like that you've done it.
Wait, is he just naked?
Yeah, come to think of it, you're not wearing a onesie.
Just peel back the skin.
I don't like this a lot. Tristan, what do you think of Evan's choice to skin himself?
I think if he was to do it on any show, I'm glad he did it on ours, because we can actually tackle it respectfully. I think that's what the kind of the show is, you know, like, thank you, audience.
Yeah. It means nothing, but I think it's brave and sexy.
Whoa.
What other things are both brave and sexy?
Otters. Maple Ridge,
you're gonna see Randy. All right, so on the record, Ben is a furry. Thomas, what do you think?
His tone invites no conflict, so I really can't say anything about it.
What do I think of otters as being brave
and
sexy?
No. What do you think? What do you think? Forget the fact that Ben added himself as a furry. What do you think is both brave and sexy?
I truly can't think of anything that is a Venn diagram of brave and sexy.
Tristan?
I'm just so you think that something... So then you think things that are cowardly are sexy.
Oh, yes. Yes, like turtles are cowardly and sexy.
Turtles have no fear.
Hey, so would
turtles
you say...
Turtles are dying.
Would you say that courage
and
the cowardly
dogs...
And
we have a moment of silence for the turtles.
Yes.
A moment of silence.
Yes.
Personal burgers. When you're meeting new people, that shell comes and he opens up and...
This is the part of the show where we get our 21 rifles out and we give a nice salute
to the turtles.
You ever seen that turtle that had like a six-pack ring around it, but it grew? That was pretty crazy, right?
You
yeah, it looks like an hourglass. Like it's got a great figure, but very, very disturbing.
Now that is a brave and sexy turtle.
Okay, why don't we go to a...
You know when turtles are brave and sexy?
Their chemistry is 100%. They know exactly
Look,
what the other person
is
going to
say. I'm not going to say their names out loud, but there's four of
Michelangelo?
Them.
Michelangelo?
They live in a sewer, and they are big fans of pizza. That's right. We're talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, Tristan, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say we should go to a quick little break. And... just sort of take a moment because we're about to hit the real commentary as part of the show. The first part was a regular interview. Now we're going to be battling with about, I think we counted about 13 other voices or 10 other voices plus ours. So it's going to be really something. So why don't we go to this quick little song? It is called Delete Forever. It is by Grimes. And Adam, we'll be back. The whole thing will be back. So... And look forward to that. See you soon.
Thanks for taking the time.
I know you guys can play Grimes.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. You guys are really nice.
Lying so awake, things I can't escape. Lately has turned into demons. Fell into the sun.
Learn later is when you make a website for your videos.
Make some noise.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, my friends.
You are listening to Radio Pizza.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's an, it's an extra special episode
mean?
Today.
What does that mean?
One of the more special ones we've ever done, I would say.
Which is,
it's much like a good cake. It has layers. Layers of commentary. And a nugget of truth at the bottom. And that truth is our very first episode starring
All right, there.
Am I the nugget?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Right now.
There's not. You're the chicken nugget of truth.
Well, you pointed me as if you want me to say something.
I want you to say your name. I said starring, and then I implied a dot dot dot, and you
didn't. So the way our show works, we usually talk about a topic.
What's your name? Just say your name.
Ben. Ben.
Thank you.
Explain what's going on.
So we're doing a commentary episode right now of another commentary episode, which was a commentary of a commentary episode, which was a commentary of our first episode, because this is our fourth episode. This is our fourth ever episode. She's going to keep building on this. Tristan, help me out here, please.
So yeah, we've been doing this for 3 years now, and this is the fourth in a layer of...
Wait, so 3 years, but it's the fourth one?
Well, it's the fourth...
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's the fourth one on this date, because our first one doesn't count as a one. That's a zero.
Right. It's not your zeroth year anniversary.
Yeah, when you first start. So we are now... So there was one commentary of the first episode. There was then a commentary of that commentary, and now we're at the commentary of that commentary.
There's two different people explaining the maths to other people in this room.
Yeah, but I wasn't getting picked up on the mic, so it doesn't count. There's also only three mics for six people in here, so it's getting difficult.
How many people are speaking right now? Just if
I can
look
also
the many layers.
Tell the temperature in here is rising. Ever so slowly, it's rising.
It gets warm in here. So let's listen to the commentary right now and see what's going on.
Very prominent. And who else are you?
I'm Sophie. I'm a very regular guest and star of Radio Pizza Party.
Well, I'd say Tristan and I are the stars, but maybe she can be.
I'm the star. I'm the.
Okay, so you can't really hear the previous year's commentary underneath that, but believe us, it goes all the way down.
Like It is chaotic.
wait, so we're
by golly,
three layers? Are we the third layer deep?
We're the third layer. We're like
so we're like Inception in the movie, you know? Yes. We're like down there.
We're like that. We're at the snow part.
The snow one. Yeah.
We're the fourth layer. The very first episode is the first layer. The second year's commentary is the second
back,
layer,
ladies and gentlemen.
Last year's was the third layer. We are the fourth layer.
Wait. Oh, this is the fourth.
If anybody doesn't understand this, just turn off your radio.
No, Ben, you jump in and you tell Jack
actually,
what it is.
Ben, that's a good point. If you're an idiot, turn off this show.
How do I turn it off?
If you're... Leave the room. If you're driving around... call into 604-822-2487 and tell us you're an idiot. And then turn off the radio forever.
The first episode,
do you guys remember what you were wearing the first time you taped this show?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't.
Six. I'm asking about numbers in the last episode. See, I'm confused then. I'm confused now.
14 people.
Okay, so how about we divvy it up like this. Me and Thomas will ask Tristan a question, and then Jack will answer a question.
Thomas
from
seven of those are repeats.
Bazinga.
I can't help but laugh at my own pain because you know the bazinga really helps.
It does help.
Familiar voices might pop.
What were you saying?
Jack, what were you wearing the first time that you taped this show?
Excuse me. Don't ask me that on air.
Okay.
I have no idea. You can't. You will never find out what I'm wearing now.
While also commenting on what happened.
Love the improv, Jack. It's real good.
So I did. I was preparing for this show and I was listening to the commentary from.
It's amazing to hear you actually guys prepare
for a few. And I tried to listen to one of the commentaries like one layer deep, and I was losing my mind. So I just like right now just try to hear one of the like not the first layer commentary, but the one underneath it.
So if I don't want
it, so it's cheering.
Yeah.
So this is maybe your first time listening to this commentary episode. What you saying?
I heard one. I heard. Remember when I said?
I feel like every time we talk on top of these other layers, I won't say how many because that'll start it off again. But it's like we're like releasing a neuro bomb onto like the into the radio waves.
Someone might just lose it after listening to this.
There's a lot of
like go postal. What do you mean?
Yeah, like become a postal worker.
Hey, yes.
Respect.
So outside, I'm not sure. Outside, yeah. Just in my eyes. Like
Jack was really looking like he had something to say.
Jack really wants to be an ally of postal workers.
I know. I lost it. I was going to get really mad about the plight of postal workers, but then I kind of lost my steam there.
So. Well, see, it's really interesting, the plight of postal workers nowadays, because you see that Amazon's getting into that whole bit. Oh, hey!
Somebody must have said the B word.
Oh, I thought we could say that on air.
Someone said Ben?
That's the B word. That's the B word.
Ben, how was your time in Nepal? I saw you name dropped Nepal earlier.
Oh, a little name dropping of
And this is funny because our first ever topic was travel.
Oh! That is true. Bringing it all around. Bringing it all around. Yeah, me and Jack fought when we traveled.
I still have a scar on my elbow from that.
Oh, like fist fight or like...
Like Ben picking me up and throwing
like,
me.
Like wrestling in the streets.
Yes.
Ooh, in the streets of Nepal, you say?
Thailand.
Gotcha.
Give that story again.
It was neither brave nor sexy.
I don't think we should give that story again. If we just turn the volume on the commentary way up, we should be over here.
If we find the right layer.
Yeah.
What's going on there.
Okay, all right.
All right, so... here's some news about today.
Today what's the news?
We do have some news to discuss.
Somehow.
We do. We do actually have some news to discuss. I have collected some... Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's 4 years. Just stall what is it? 17 years in. They don't know their own bits.
I think it's...
Yeah, are you going to play the Harry Potter bit? Or what's going on with that one?
Look, we're a long way past that bit. You got to yes and with me here. Give us a
next in 44 BC.
Julius, I want to know what happened in 44.
News.
The dictator of the Roman Republic is stabbed to
You're
death.
You're turning
by
the
Marcus
other one
Julius
up.
Brutus.
Like a year ago.
Yo, read all the names.
Ides of March.
Gaius Cassius Longinus.
Yikes.
You can't say that on air.
I got
Longinus. Can't reference Julius Caesar's unfaithful demise.
Okay, so I've gone back through the past 3 years. Other than today,
wait,
obviously,
Jack, can you turn this up? This is my favorite
news
part.
That happened today was just today. So, in 2019, on March 6th, billionaire Ughed Arye Lania dies during penis enlargement operation in Paris.
Wait, is that real?
That was real. I read that from the Toronto Sun, the best newspaper in Canada.
Yes.
In 2018, Judge Kiyo Matsumoto ruled that former drug company leader Martin Shkreli will have to forfeit $7.4 million to the federal government.
Interesting.
Yeah. And in 2017, the 2017 World Baseball Classic begun at the Gocheok Sky Dome in Seoul, South Korea, as tournament debutante Israel upsets host nation South Korea 2-1 in extra innings.
I can't believe for the last 3 years there's been only good news on this day.
It's crazy. It's, amazing. Speaking of good news, I got one from 2016, because earlier I thought that that's when we started. This one, Ben will love this one. 2016, comedian Louis C.K. took down Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Saturday in the postscript of his weekly email newsletter. So, Ben, you're still a big fan of his. Why?
He took him down in the postscript? Like, not even the actual subject of the email?
Yeah, no, he said, hey, don't vote for Donald Trump.
How good was it that it was in the P.S., but it still took down Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump, as we all know, isn't the president.
Yeah.
Because of that newsletter. Yeah.
I guess they didn't have third termer Barack Obama come through.
Yeah. He lost because of that. And now Barack Hussein Obama is still our president.
I forgot this is a birther podcast. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
In terms of March, what do you guys stand on it? It's an action, but it's also a month. Confusing?
Yes. Very confusing.
You're lying about it.
It's also a type of biome. If you think about it, you know, you get stuck in a march.
Yeah.
Think about it incorrectly. Yes, it is a march.
Piece of ground.
Yeah, a sodden piece of ground, commonly part of wetland. But it's also a month. It's weird. No other month is also an area.
She's eating a piece of
January.
Where's January?
And then January Jones, actress on Mad Men.
Guys,
level with me.
Level with me here. Are we friends?
Do you guys like me on air?
And knowing for all of history that it will be on air forever.
Evan, let's start with you.
I mean, yeah, I did not get
Oh, you said yeah on the commentary just then, so.
I mean, I consider you a close acquaintances with a hint of friendship.
Ooh.
Maybe a drizzle of some sexual tension on the side.
Whoa, I want to read the news.
I didn't ask, Ben. Thomas, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we're friends, Tristan.
What about me?
Oh, I thought it was just Jack. I also think that we are friends. Yes.
Yeah, I'll take an also. Pavin, what do you think?
So this is for Jack or for Tristan? I guess I'll go with my favorite friend first. Tristan, I think you're pretty good. Next up, Evan, you're pretty sick.
Oh, thank you.
Nepal guy. You're pretty sick, though.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Ben, what do you think? We'll take you last.
Oh, well, I think that both of you are brave and sexy. And
Like a Ninja Turtle.
And very much my ties to UBC, and I love you both very much.
Very much what?
Very much your ties to UBC.
Yeah, no, your ties to UBC, very much. You have them.
That's
deeply,
true.
Deeply ingrained. You have deeply. A radio show. You ran for mayor of the school, I'm assuming, that one time. And you have a sweet smell that it just carries as you walk down the street.
That's interesting that you brought up our sweet smell, because to most people it's bad because of the amount of flies and bees that
it's
are following us.
It's an aroma of je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi and maple syrup is what I get most often, but the bees are they're becoming a problem these days.
It's a love or hate, because the flies love the bad smells, but bees love good smells. So you're like, I don't know where I stand here.
And the dragonflies love the bees, so they're always around and coming to say hi.
And the dragonflies shooting fire these days, getting a little bit too literal with the whole dragon part. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of that. Tristan?
Do you think someone saw a dragon fly and they're like, that's like that little bug I saw?
This unnamed bug that coincidentally needs a name.
And it's flying like a dragon.
What other names are just kind of like they describe what the thing is? I'm thinking waterfall.
Oranges.
That's, you know what? I all right, I like you.
Blueberries.
Sophie's sick of it.
Strawberries.
A train.
Train. Yeah, you get trained on a train.
No, you just describe. You're just like, that's a train, and it sounds the same as what it is.
An onomatopoeia.
Railroad. It's rails, and it's on a road.
Automobile, as we all call them. Because it is an automatic way to mobilize yourself.
Question for the room. When you see the word aeroplane, like with AERO, do you assume that it's like aeroplane?
I think of it like
no.
A resounding yes from the room. That's what I like to hear.
I think of it like Aeropostale, the brand that I love so much that I wear all the time.
Speaking of the shirts you guys are wearing, are you guys from grade 6?
Well, my mom said I Mom said I couldn't get any Ed Hardy, so I had to go Aeropostale.
Oh man, you guys would totally wear one of those shirts that are about UFC.
Oh, we have a collar on the collar.
Tap out shirts. Those are the ones you're thinking of.
Hello?
How's it going?
Hi, who is this?
This is Dylan Kyle. Devin and Tyler.
Dylan Kyle. Hooson and who?
Devin and Tyler.
Kevin?
Devin and Tyler. Jesus Christ.
Dylan, Devin, and Tyler.
Too many D's.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, yeah. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you liking the commentary of the commentary of the commentary?
Give us a review. There's a
movie the commentary of the commentary of the commentary. That is a tongue twister.
It sure is.
Are you actually calling in to turn off your radio?
We're not looking in for an evaluation. Just tell us, what do you think? Is it easy listening? Is it like Kenny G?
That's great. Yeah.
I take it you guys are longtime fans.
What has been your favorite part of the commentary 2 years ago?
Oh, we have another call coming in.
We just hang up on them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Oh, so we add more people.
We're a little bit. I can't tell which is people.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh my god, there's so many people on the line.
Good,
right now.
How are you? Who have we got on the phone here?
Oh, well, you got a man.
We got a man. Is this a man with a plan?
You got a man with a plan on the phone right now. How are you guys doing today? I'm loving the show so far.
That's good to hear.
Wow, that's one of the positive things.
We're shooting for intelligible, so it's good to hear that you're enjoying the show as well.
Oh, it has been anything but intelligible.
No, this kind of sounds like Ben, but I know it's not Ben.
How would you know this?
What? I can't tell what's happening. I'm so sorry if someone just said my name. I can't tell if it was on the old commentary or the...
We're on 101.9 FM.
Nice.
Excellent. What's the theme for today?
No, we don't get it.
Oh my god! The theme for today is we're doing a commentary of a commentary of a commentary of our first episode.
I like the various noises of agreement. Yeah, yeah.
So that's why it sounds horrible.
Right. So do you have anything to comment on?
Yeah, do you have any commentary for the commentary?
Well, all I have...
You guys need sound effects?
You brought the wrong guest.
Sorry, one at a time. Sorry. Man?
Yes, we need sound effects.
Man, could you please...
I would like to hear some sound effects, please, and thank you.
Some sound effects? The Harry Potter sound effect. But,
oh, right. I never got the Harry Potter sound effect.
Boop, 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 boop. Wow.
Do you need some Harry Potter sound effects?
I'm getting it right now.
Auga. Auga.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a ferry right now, so I can't do too many
things. I know from experience that you can do whatever you want on a ferry. If you scream, they can't stop you. You've already paid to be on the ferry, and they can't kick you off.
I want to hear Shaw Blue Curve ad. This is good.
So the three other folks, Devin, Tyler, and Kyler, where are y'all at?
Harry Potter time.
Oh.
Well, look at us. We're all calling in from different points in the world.
Wait, where are you calling in from, mysterious man?
Oh, the man? I'm on the ferry.
You're on the ferry?
Which one?
Yeah.
I'm on the Galliano main island.
Galliano. I've heard a joke about that.
Hey, did you know how Galliano got its name?
It was
dark and stormy night.
So there was this guy, and he was like, oh, don't you know that girl from that island?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, oh, that galley I know, Galliano. Good.
Yeah, wow, that was a good one.
I'm glad you liked it. Thank you.
Really did. I've been spending a lot of time on the Gulf Islands lately, and you know that was the best interpretation of the name Galliano I've ever heard.
Oh, Galliano is a good island. Has anyone in the room here been onto Galliano Island?
I've parked on there once when I was driving to Victoria. It was really interesting. I mean, like, they got a little loop there.
You parked island while you were driving to Victoria?
Yeah, I was on
What's
the ferry.
What's the sequence of
with my car? And then they were like, hey, get off here, Galliano. And I said, there's a galley I know. I drove off, and I turned around, and they let me on another boat. Let me
Did
to
you
Victoria.
Get onto the wrong ferry at first? Yeah,
that's why. I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
You have to transfer ferry. Yeah.
Look, from where?
I got unknown man on my side. That's actually my father.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say yes?
Pavan, what's your dad's name?
Mohanjeet. Wait, I shouldn't all volunteer that.
All right, it's okay. I got his SIN number already. I got my people on the case.
So I'm. We have the Harry Potter. Can you guys hear the Harry Potter sounds?
Oh yes, I can hear the Harry Potter soundtrack.
Where'd the other guys go?
Is that Harry Potter? I thought I was like.
It's
like
Rain
a
and
away.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
Wasn't us.
For whatever reason, someone edited those two things together.
No, I think they were. That's like ASMR.
There's like four different conversations going on right now.
That's good.
Similar. Yeah. Our commentary last year.
Well, Unknown Man, it was great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Give Evan a crisp high five from me.
I will.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't.
I want to hear the crisp high five.
Okay, crisp
Please
high five.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, their tongues were out.
Oh.
Do you want to hear a slippery one by me and Evan?
Oh, God.
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, is it audible? Clap.
You have to do it in front of the microphone or I'm not going to hear it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, I think that was a few different types of high five. You can have your choice, you know, isolate them.
Try doing a slippery high five. Try well, an audible slippery high five.
You brought that concept into reality. You're like, no, I can do this.
And well, I thought I could, and that was a brave and sexy opinion of mine.
Thank you so much, Unknown Man. It's been great to hear from you. Feel free to tune in.
Hang up the phone on him.
No, I just want to. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate
you. Guys are great.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Where did the three guys go?
And then is Dylan and Tyler and Kevin still there?
Yes, we are still there.
Yes, you guys are still there.
Hey.
What are you guys up to?
Cruising.
bruising?
That's true. That is very bruising.
Well, if you want a bruising, come to the studio. We'll take you right down.
Oh, we're on our way. Be there with bells on.
So Sam.
Oh, no. Wait, Tristan, what do we do?
They're going to fight us.
Batten down the hatches.
Let's give them the one. Do you guys know the address of right here?
I like it.
Do you guys know? You know? It's 1212 Boogie Woogie Avenue.
Oh!
Hang up.
Just knock and say Boris sent you.
That was good.
We got them. They're not gonna go to Boogie Woogie Avenue.
God, that's crazy.
What if they're still listening though?
They're gonna ask for friggin' Boris and feel like fools. Because
Boris isn't real. Let's get that on the record. Yes.
I'm surprised that people are actually listening to this.
We love talking.
Are you okay? Sorry, do I keep pulling your head?
Not only are people listening, four people are listening at least, including one person on the ferry. I don't know how they necessarily got the connection and listened to us.
And technically, and maybe they parked on the top. Technically, there's more than that because we're all listening right now. So there's 10 people listening.
That's the maximum number of people ever listening.
Yeah. This anniversary was just a ploy to get more people to listen to Radio Pizza Party?
Yeah, we're actually the strongest radio station in the area.
The strongest?
Yeah. Yeah, that's as much as I want to say about the details of that statement. But we're the strongest in the area.
Also, that guy did say he's my dad, and it makes me kind of uncomfortable because now he knows my dad's name.
But he doesn't know where you're from. Oh, who your dad is. He just knows his name.
That's true.
Yeah.
But also now he just
only said it once.
I did only say it once.
And do you think he's going to go find the podcast of this on iTunes, CITR-Radio Pizza Party, download it, rate, and review it?
If he does all of that, he becomes my dad. Oh,
yeah,
no.
And maybe skip to like 43 minutes in and just find out what your dad's name is.
Well, I guess, all right, I want to pull the room. Does anybody remember what my dad's name is?
Mohanji?
Starting with... I guess, all right, well, I don't
know. It's in it twice.
Well, it's poisoned.
Okay, so I remembered enough of it to be offensive if I had to said it, because it would have been, like, that's not it at all.
You're going to make my dad's name a slur? What are you going to do?
I think he's just going to string together letters. I'm going to attempt to do what Ben attempted to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, so this is shifting the blame.
Oh, no.
I really regret.
No, let's not do that.
No. Well, no, but if he says something bad, I have to blame Ben because he's doing a
that's
faithful
true,
recreation of Ben.
That's true.
Do an impression of Ben as well.
Up on this.
Do Mohanji, Genome?
You added on genome.
you added on way more syllables.
You had it, and then you just threw it into the dirt.
Yeah, it was close enough. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Mohanji Gino. He's Italian.
You know where if you were to go to Victoria, who'd ride on? And then aeroplane.
Hey. Hey. I don't have anything. Help me out, guys.
Is this commentary or is this music that we're listening
to? We're doing commentary of a song right now.
Okay. Yes.
And I like this song.
What do you guys think of the song? It's by Devours.
I like it.
Spell that.
It's so 2019. O-U-R-S.
Use it in a sentence.
This song is by Devours.
When I get home after a long day, I devours everything in sight.
I hope your family is okay.
Not anymore.
Oh, no.
Why do you think my parents have never been on the show? Hey, we should have a parent special.
I think organizing both of our parents would be a nightmare to be on this show. Yeah. I mean, we could maybe separately record. That would maybe be the way to do it.
Do you think your mom and dad would want to come onto the show together?
Oh, that'd be funny. Because my parents are split. So I think it'd be funny. And I'd just grill them. I'm like, is it because of me?
And then I'd ask them, is it because of me? And they'd be even more happy.
I think last time I was on show, we called your mom, Tristan.
Yeah. You called her his mom, Tristan?
Hey, Tristan. Like, no, that's my son. Oh,
Mohanjinome.
Jack, I think you're missing the point that you'd be asking them questions. Be like, so is this why Tristan is the way that he is? And then carrying on from
what? Finish that sentence.
From, I lost.
Okay, why don't we go to a quick little break, and we'll play this song. This following song is by Wyas Blood, or Wyas Blood, I don't know for sure. A lot's gonna change. One of my favorite albums of the year, Titanic Rising. So why don't we listen to that and then continue the rest of the show commentary.
And I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Wow. Smoke weed every day.
If I could go back to a time before now, before I ever fell down, go back to a time when I was just a girl, when I had the whole world gently wrapped around.
And we're back. Welcome to Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Tristan Wheeler goes to, I believe, the University of Richmond.
Finding the earbuds like pulling teeth here. Yes. Hey, we're back on Radio Pizza Party. My name is Jack Lamming. What you're hearing underneath us is a commentary of a commentary of the very first episode we ever did.
I got impressed.
See my Google Tristan Wheeler.
If you want to Google Tristan Wheeler, you can do that right now.
Do you guys edit your own Wikipedia pages like Steve Buttigieg?
No, if you Google it, Steve.
Nice. This dude said Steve.
Somebody changed the group chat name to Steve Buttigieg.
We sell 18 and
4. No, we don't. I edit my own Wikipedia page.
Oh,
I'm technically in The Force Awakens.
So we are here with many people. Myself, Tristan.
Jack Lamming.
Puff Manasse.
Thomas O'Donnell.
He's got wheels.
Ben.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
You can drive.
Absolutely.
Evan.
Nice. We're here. Two of these people have been on previous commentary episodes. Including myself, so four.
Sure, that makes me angry.
Maybe you're on next year's one.
No surprise.
Aww.
No promises. We'll see how you do here. Not doing great. I want to go around and ask you guys a few things, because obviously, previous episode of Radio Pizza Party have been defining moments in all of our lives, right?
I'm just looking at
the first time you ever saw a shooting star, the first time you met Jimmy Fallon. These are all defining moments. So first I want to go around and ask, do you divide your life into pre- and post-Radio Pizza Party? Evan, start us off.
I have a during pizza party because, you know, there's no post at this point. It's still a during. You know, I like to think it's a continuing part of my life, not a one and done kind of guy. You know, I'm not a one pump chump. It takes a couple pumps.
Jesus.
I like to hear that. Let's get it on the record. Evan is not a one pump chump.
This is foul.
He is at least he's a two or more pump chump.
Oh my God. Please move on.
No, I first of all I want to add I definitely am. But I
one pump chump.
Yeah, but I would say that I would define my life pre and post Radio Pizza Party, because that was right at the end of when I was in business school, and then I finished that, and then I was no longer, and then I went to not business school anymore. I'm not a business. Yeah.
You went to clown college.
I went to clown school.
Yeah. Isn't it the same thing?
Nice one.
But anyways, I finished that, and then that was I felt like a, you know, the defining point was finishing, you know, that section of my life, and then I thought that's when I was gonna cut you guys out, but here we are.
Hello. For he is a sorcerer fellow. Remember that? I think that was towards Ben. Probably.
He's still a sorcerer fellow because he's so sad that he's not a successful businessman. He went to loser school afterwards, and now he's a loser.
And I
excelled at that school. Yeah. Nice. Oh, there's a sweaty high five. A slippery high five.
Nice. Tom, what do you think? Radio Pizza Party.
I think, yeah, because it went, and now I get to call you my friends. And before Radio Pizza Party, I didn't get to call you friends.
That's the thing about Radio Pizza Party. A lot of people wonder why they haven't been invited on as guests. And for the record, if you're listening now, it's because you aren't our friends. So, for the record...
Take that, Tristan's parents.
Tristan's dad. Hey, Dwayne.
No, don't
Wheels,
say it. Don't
Wheeler.
Do it.
You are not my friend.
Oh my God.
Hey, my own mom and dad. You are. He has been. He's my friend. My own parents. You are not my friends.
Pavan.
Yep.
Post Brady Pizza Party.
Oh, yeah,
how do you,
yeah.
How do you divide your life?
Yeah, I think, well, so I'm not really a Christian, so I don't really go by BC. I'm not really like a big science guy, so I don't go like by BCE. I honestly can't think of another way to divide up my life. So there's it's
so
it's
you lived you lived at a time that you have to separate your life from BC or BCE as other people would.
I was really buying on with you for a second. I was going to say that Radio Pizza Party was a big part of my life, but I guess we're...
No, I was just trying to understand how old you are.
Yeah, so would you say, like, when you'd go to a website and you'd be like, let's say you're looking to buy beer, and it says, confirm your age. That's the only website that does that. You'd be like, I can't go down to the year zero, because that's when I was born.
The gun's pointed at me, isn't it? All right. Yes. I will say it. JC, he was my boy. Back in prehistoric era, big fan of the Dilophosaurus. Got any Dilophosaurus fans in the house? Yeah. Oh no, scratching your neck. All right, never mind.
That was a hand up from the mystery.
No, I thought it was in the back. Nope, nothing. What's a favorite dinosaur around the table? Huh?
Very, very good.
Albertosaurus.
Ain't that
big
just
Al,
the truth?
The yeah. Albertosaurus.
Oh, man. Old big one. Because you always think it's always going to be like the other one that you always heard about in school, and then they're like, nah, that one's tiny.
It's tiny.
Compared to this other one. And then you're like, oh, that one's cool. Yep. And I'm sure they're going to discover a new one, and they're like, this is the biggest one. And then it's the blue whale. And then that's like the biggest animal, and you're like, oh, wow.
Okay, here's cool. Here's one thing I learned recently is that it's actually an Irish dinosaur. It's Albertosaurus.
So who was the fellow who discovered this dinosaur?
Mohan Genome.
Noted scientist. I do like a good dinosaur.
Yeah.
I think the thing is I don't like about them is that they can learn to open doors.
He's a dinosaur fellow.
He can open doors. Hey, good round, everybody.
Yeah. We should do it in rounds.
Rounds?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's
you know, like row, row, row your boat?
Let's spend 10 minutes doing this.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What we need to do, gonna cut you off right here. We need to start a song now. You know, like do one part, but leave gaps in the song so that next year we can fill in the gaps of that song.
Who knows if there's gonna be a next year?
I was gonna say, aren't you guys, like, so old?
That's true. We are in the 74th year of Radio Pizza Party. It's getting old.
We almost made that diamond anniversary.
Oh, one day. That won't happen because we're dying.
Aww.
That's why it's called the diamond anniversary. Evan, what song do you think we should sing with gaps? If you could be a little bit more specific about that weird idea.
Let's just go with Never Gonna Give You Up.
All right, I'll start. Never Gonna... Is
there dirt? Let You Down.
We're no strangers to love.
So do I.
Evan asked, is there dirt?
Any other guy.
I tell you what I'm feeling. Gotta make you.
Never gonna give you up. I've had a cat
for 6 years for the one. Run around.
You think he'll keep him?
Hurt you.
What if the guys from the years before jumped in at this point and they like sung it, but you
the
guys.
The guys, us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those men.
What if those freaks from the other years? I don't know them, but what if they did? That would be
weird.
How about this?
Let's predict what we're going to be talking about next year and then jump in on them and their conversation just to freak them out.
Ooh.
Whoa, Ben, put that away right now. This is a work. This is not.
It's going back in the pocket for later on. I'll
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know why you acted like it was a gun. We all saw what you just did.
All of us together, everyone experiencing this show saw what I just did there.
I don't know if this is a shooter. I don't know if this is fair because this is a Memorial Day of Jack Lamming. I don't really appreciate it.
It's true. Rest in peace, Diamond. He's a diamond dozen.
He's so if you want a dozen of them, you got to pay Diamond. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Gotta be a big diamond.
Whoa, he's back!
Oh! I'm a blood diamond or nothing kind of guy. I'll take a copy of the Blu-ray.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, good movie. What do you think of Leonardo DiCaprio? He's in that movie.
In
what movie?
Which movie?
In Blood Diamond. He plays a white Zimbabwean doing an amazing accent.
Oh,
I saw Leonardo DiCaprio in passing one time.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah, in passing. Yes, I was there.
Why were you invited to his deathbed? How do you know him?
A bunch of us were, you know, friends and acquaintances over the course of the years.
And do I know any of these other acquaintances? I mean, no, I know Whoopi Goldberg is a good friend of his.
No, they go to a different school. You probably wouldn't know them.
Oh, Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, not like throw. You know what I mean?
Why don't we listen to what's going on the show?
Yeah, you grab him by the scruff and you say no.
Yeah, that's why. Save the rod, spoil the cat.
Classic.
Rod?
What is that? What does that metaphor mean?
That's MN or NM on the phone. The Nick Morgan.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to Nick Morgan.
Yeah,
take the cannoli, your guy. The kid.
Yeah, I haven't met him, but I'm assuming he is because he talked to me one time on the radio.
Yeah.
Nick Morgan, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah, let me listen to what's going on.
I'm looking at the caller stick, waiting for it to light up.
I don't know, he might be studying music right now.
They just said listen to commentary in the year prior.
Let's let the listener wonder what Ben is saying is big but manageable there. Nick, you can hear all that on your end, hey?
Yeah.
Always a showman, Tristan is. Perennial.
There's probably a lot going on.
My name, but then next year, who knows?
Next year,
we know. We know.
Not last to then, but
Steve Buttigieg.
Not
this. This
3-year thing is going to sound insane. Sorry, what was that? And it does.
Yeah, it does.
That was like that kind
of cognizant of you. Yeah.
That was kind of that exercise that you just did, but we already had done it.
John Cusack.
Thank you. You're going to be the next John Cusack, by the way.
Hey, Tristan, let's get us an update on the John Cusack situation. Would you describe yourself as the next John Cusack? Are you tweeting weirdly anti-Semitic things?
Wait, is John Cusack weirdly anti-Semitic? I thought he was like...
He tweeted a photo with a... and said, to find out who is in control, find out who you aren't allowed to criticize with a Star of David in it. And then he said his Twitter had been hacked. This is in 2015.
Oh, because I was like, it seems like John Cusack now on Twitter is relatively like progressive, like pro-Bernie. But if he's anti-Semitic, that's
not
cool.
Wait, so this happened in 2015, and you guys knowingly talked about John Cusack on the air last year?
That's true. Let's retroactively cancel our past selves and our current selves for bringing him up again.
Ooh.
As the next John Cusack, I think that he was hacked. I believe him.
God damn it,
now, when you say that you're the next John Cusack, when you say that you're the next John Cusack, does that mean that you are doomed to tweet the same thing?
Oh no. Tristan has asked the question that he's anti-Semitic.
Let me just say, if I get hacked, that's all I'll say.
Maybe Tristan believes a different person is in control. Who do you think is in control?
Who do you think is in control?
Who do you think is really pulling the strings?
You know what? You know how they say the capitalists are in control? I think it's really the working poor people who are actually pulling all the strings.
The capitalists.
The proletariat. The cats? He's trying to get me to say cats.
You know Cats the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Apparently.
I think the poorest of the poor are working the highest of the government.
And what's poorer than a cat? Let's be honest, guys.
No money.
Yeah. Their food? Dried nuggets of meat.
They can't legally have jobs.
That's true. If you try to employ a cat, you go to jail, not the cat.
Yes. Yeah.
And when they go to jail, you wouldn't believe how many life sentences they get.
That is a topical joke.
So I've never had a cat. If you have a cat that dies of old age, does it come back to life as a kitten?
When was the first time you saw a kitten?
But does it kind of like...
No, it's like a Benjamin Button thing.
I was going to say, does it just go back and forth in a Benjamin Button situation? 4 years.
I think I was just like curious.
Tristan, have you ever had a cat?
Have I ever had a cat?
Yeah.
I've never had a cat. I'm famously anti-cat. I don't like them.
What?
No, yeah.
Are you actually?
I've heard that so often from Tristan.
Are you anti-cat man Crothers?
He's anti-schematics.
I'm anti-cat Williams. I'm anti-cat.
Anti-cataclysm.
I'm anti-cataclysm.
Oh, like the World of Warcraft expansion.
Yes.
Are you anti that video where Cat Williams gets beaten up by a ninth grader?
I am pro that video. Did you see that video?
That he got beat up by a ninth grader?
Have you seen that, Pavan?
I don't think I have. Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, let's pull it up so everyone
can watch.
Let
me pull up the audio.
So it's an actual...
We're about to read a URL out to you.
Is it a nine-year-old?
You gotta be more specific than just looking up Cat Williams.
No, I'm sure that's gonna be the first thing.
He gets beat up by a 12-year-old.
No, I listened to all my music videos with
the... You watch YouTube Rewind? It's okay, so it's a vertical video.
He's fighting a kid in a pink t-shirt, and he just is on the ground almost immediately.
Poor Cat Williams!
Did they ever explain why he was fighting a 12-year-old?
They may have. I don't care. I could go the rest of my life not knowing why he was beaten up by a 12-year-old.
Can you imagine being that 12-year-old, though? Just being like, you know, Cat Williams?
It's in his Tinder bio. I beat up Cat Williams. You know, Cat Williams? I had him in a headlock when I was 12. If you were wondering.
See, the worst part is that kid's already peaked. Like, there's no... can you imagine peaking at age 12 or whatever?
I don't even need to imagine.
I feel like I can't hear now. No, you made it to business school. That's like the academic equivalent of, like, putting Cat Williams in a headlock.
that is the academic equivalent of being Cat Williams in a headlock.
Yeah. Hey, student dead, am I right?
Business students at UBC.
With the people in the studio.
Carry on.
As you were saying,
I think Tristan's reading a Wikipedia page right now about.
While he's reading this really boring Wikipedia page,
what's new?
Oh,
so the kid was heckling Cat Williams, and I think Cat Williams started the confrontation, and then it from there got physical.
So it was a cat
physical.
Fight.
Oh! Well done, man. Well done.
Can I also say, here's a sentence that I'm not going to elaborate anymore on. On June 11th, 2011, Williams was arrested in connection with an alleged assault on a tractor driver.
The tractor driver was 8 years old. Yeah.
On November 15, 2012, he was arrested in Oakland, California on charges of suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly beating an 18-year-old with a bottle aboard his tour bus.
Hey, you know what the deadly weapon was? It was his claws. Oh, let's make light of this horrible assault.
Cat Williams and Suge Knight were arrested for theft of a camera from a photographer.
Isn't Suge Knight like scary, scary, like total bad dude?
He's also a convicted murderer.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, so is Snoop Dogg, right?
What?
Okay. He was a felon.
Snoop Dogg killed a guy, but he got off.
Oh.
Not because of that.
Oh, you're horrible.
And let me go with our third assault charge. On October 6, 2018, Williams was arrested in Portland, Oregon on a charge of assault in the fourth degree after he assaulted a town car driver during an argument about his dog.
He literally sounds like
an angry
cat.
Williams has a dog. Is it Dog Williams, the name of it?
Nice. Very good. Do you think they're fused together?
Sorry, how many degrees of assault are there? I'm very curious about this.
They're,
it's bigger than his actual.
Yeah. There's quite a lot. Like, these are almost all assaults. And there's at least seven here.
Jesus.
His stand-up career is, like, slightly smaller on this Wikipedia article than legal issues.
Do you think Howie Mandel gets into any fights?
Yes, he does.
Really?
Yeah, it's with the Deal or No Deal girls. They have a fight club backstage.
Including Meghan Markle?
Yeah, was she a Deal or No Deal?
She was a Deal or No Deal girl.
Was she the one with the million?
Yeah. Yeah, they made sure she got the million places. Every time. Yeah. So the contestant would just say, I choose that woman right there.
Do you think the briefcases that weren't chosen, the girls got to go home with them? They're like, you keep it, whatever.
No, can you imagine the overhead costs of giving every single person a steel briefcase with, like, velvet lined and a number inside?
No, I mean, behind the number is the cash. Everybody knows that. So the girl with $1 million goes home with $1 million.
She's really hoping.
Evan and Ben are sniffing a marker. Am I
allowed to? Of course. Oh, it smells like the weird black marker smell.
It makes sense. It's a black marker. Yes, there is
a potential. Ooh, this one's got a pungent aroma.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Hey, let's pass this around. Everybody take a hit.
Yeah, I'll
pass.
Promo for my
artistic prowess. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
It smells like a black scented marker.
Oh,
I'll
take
it. Do
you
want to hit a marker?
Oh, okay. First time? All right. Sick, dude. Sick. Do I get throw up now or
dude,
what?
Dude, go get him some water. He's going to cough.
He's going to cough.
Bro, my mom's home.
Hey, wait, pass
it on me?
The weed.
Can you smell it on me?
Thanks, Tori. Pavin, you smell like red marker.
Oh, man. You guys ever pack a lip?
They're with markers?
Lip.
No.
No, with dip.
Yeah, you wear them. I've never dipped my lip.
You never dipped your lip? You gripped and ripped it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ain't that always the way?
That was awful.
Ain't that always the way?
I am at Christmas dinner at my grandparents' house.
You don't go great with turkey.
This break, my mom's boyfriend, like this Christmas break, just like a couple months ago, after everyone had eaten, it was, you know, just kind of sitting there having wine or whatever, packed a lip.
When they're sitting there having wine, what is he spinning through? The wine glass?
I don't know what I think he probably just had like a cup enough. And just like, it was wild.
So this was your grandmother's boyfriend?
No, my mom's boyfriend.
Your mom's boyfriend. Yeah. He was so trying to impress you guys. Are you kidding me? He was like spitting across the room into a spittoon. He was trickshotting.
He doesn't bring anything to the Christmas potluck but a giant brass spittoon. He's like, I can make this baby sing. Give me a while.
Bro, your mom's boyfriend is so cool.
This guy's a rat. He turned up shirtless on a motorcycle. His helmet was the spittoon.
Yeah, shirtless, you got no. If you hit the pavement, you're done. That's a dangerous motorcycle.
Dress for the ride, not the slide. Am I right, boys?
How's that work? Cash, grass.
Some sort of magic. I don't know. I think he has an Android phone.
Do we want to plug his live stream?
Killed Marvin.
On Christmas, my cousin's husband had He had three of the strongest edibles I've ever seen. And he had them, he sat dead still for half an hour and went to bed. It was great.
My mom spilled water everywhere. She did the same thing, took too many weedibles, and proceeded to go to reach for something and spilled water all over the floor and told me and my sister go to bed. And we're like, no, you're the one who needs to go to bed.
Why don't we listen to the commentary, see what's going on?
And for our radio listeners.
Background is very loud for me.
Yeah, so Sammy, a question for you.
Sam Smart.
But for you first.
So when you think about the many layers, which if we try to explain again, it's just going to get into chaos.
No, give it a try. Go ahead.
What do you think that the original episode, how enriched do you think it is? Or do you think we are more enriching the most recent layer?
I can attest, honestly.
I don't think we're enriching anything.
I don't understand the question.
Do you think that this commentary is adding more to the original episode? Or do you think we're more adding more to the last layer? It's kind of like if it rains, the water only gets so deep.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you. I think that our very on-topic conversation is really helping. I think that the clarity I have, because I never listened to last year's episode, it's through the roof, honestly.
Have you listened to any of the episodes of the show?
Yeah, there's at least two that I'm on.
Have you listened to them?
Yes, absolutely.
Look at me when you're talking to me. Have you listened to the episodes you're on?
Wait, don't spill the water, bro. Come on.
I gotta go to bed.
He listened to them when he was on them.
Okay, you listen to them in real time.
I live in the moment, brother.
Before we edit all your words.
Oh, no. All of
those we deepfaked you, brother.
Deepfaked on the radio.
Yeah, deepfaked. That's the first thing I thought of. So, Ben, now, after so many years, you were on the first ever episode.
Yes.
Now we're 3 years in.
Okay.
How do you feel about Pizza Party, your own standing in life? What are your changes?
You know, I think it's all been fun. It's been such a ride this past 3 years, you know, and being along with the Radio Pizza Party train, coming on every once in a while on shows. I'm curious with you guys, though. So, like, the shows that you guys were on, because I didn't listen to them, because I don't really listen to the show. But
cool.
Tell me about them. Like, who are you guys?
There was an episode where there was one of Jack's friend and Jack's friend's girlfriend, and they adopted me.
Aww.
That was a good one. And then there was another one where I was on with James, and I don't think James said a single word. He was silent the whole time.
That's a James move.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, listeners, make friends with James Vogel. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Call him out. His full name. Like, all right.
Who's the most reoccurring guest?
Tristan, probably.
Nice. He called you a guest. You're going to take that? Bro, you going to take that? You're just going to let him say that about you?
Actually, it's more like whatever. You're glue. I'm rubber. Whatever bounces whatever bounces off me, goes back and sticks right onto you.
That's right. Put him in a headlock like you're a 12th grader.
I am 12-year-old.
12-year-old, sorry.
Cat Williams has 8 children, 2 of which are his.
It's an interesting thing. Having that many children? It's funny because he's a cat. He has a litter of children. He's got like so many little kittens. Do you think he calls them that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that they're all called kitten.
They're all named some pun after cats.
Like what? Like Nibble?
Do 8 cat puns.
Yeah. 8 cat puns?
Yeah, go.
I can't do a single cat pun.
You got 8. You gotta do 8.
Name the guy from Cats.
Paul.
Guy from Cats. No, what's the name of, Spool of Yarn? You know, Spool of Yarn,
nice.
Williams. That's not a pun. That's just a thing with Williams at the end.
Yes, name cat adjacent things, King.
Scratching Post, Williams.
Oh,
Temptations.
What?
Williams. The cat trees.
Oh, the cat trees. He's naming his kid Temptation? That's pretty
terrible.
We're
just going to name things that happen.
Say Woody Allen.
Oh.
No!
Oh! Are we harmonizing?
Hey,
harmonizing
is
when we all sing, right?
Guy on the boat still listening?
Hey, guy on the boat, if you're still listening, call in 604-822-2487. And any listeners, call in
604-822-2487. I hope they're not listening.
And be like this person who's on the radio from a year ago.
This is Natalie.
Oh, Natalie Morris. Natalie Morris, as in the predecessor to my review. To the advice column?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm getting my review coming up.
So
we got a review coming up.
And clearly she failed because we got a new review.
Thank you very much, Natalie Morris. You're a great sports reporter.
One's out, another one's in.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Never gonna give you up.
Hello, Vancouver. I missed.
We cut off Tristan's mic there.
It started raining today, and I thought of you.
So here's
just
the
to prove that you're wrong, Ben.
Let's talk about all of our 5-year plans. So for Radio Pizza Party, obviously we want to unseat Howard Stern. That's been the goal from the start.
You guys have had the most consistent listenership, I think, in your entire life. Probably 9 listeners the entire time.
1,000.
Yeah, maybe add like 12 digits after that of tens. So well, more than Howard Stern. So yeah.
What is this program?
More than Howard Stern for sure. So if SiriusXM will respond to my emails, I think we should get on that. Evan, where do you want to be in 5 years?
I'm going to be honest.
In relation to Radio Pizza Party.
I'll be a solid veteran by then. I'll be going on my 50th appearance. You know, I'll get a job on the show at that point. You know, maybe I'll be the pizza getter boy.
Nice.
I'll get all the delicious pies.
We get that dough, am I right?
Somebody the other day didn't understand because there's a place in Whistler called Dysfunctional Pies.
Oh yeah.
But they didn't understand why, and it's a pizza place. They didn't understand why. Pizza place would be called Dysfunctional Pies. They didn't understand the association of pies and pizza.
Wow, so you met an idiot?
Damn. It did amaze me.
Did you try to explain it? And they're like, I just don't understand.
They did.
Pies are sweet. Pizza is not.
I was like, some people call pizzas pies. And they're like, but it's not a pie.
Oh my God.
Couldn't deal with
who was this person?
Honestly, I completely forget who.
Name names.
Name names. Drag them. Sis.
I honestly have no memory of who it was. My brain, everything goes in one ear and out the other.
I think it was himself. I think this is
confession. Wow, we're like the priests.
Ben, where will you be in 5 years?
Oh, in 5 years? Well, as you know, I'm a businessman.
Yes.
So I expect I will be continuing to be a business and businessing around the world. Into a new business realm.
Okay.
What about you guys?
Okay.
Thomas?
I think in 5 years my voice will sound deeper, so I hope I sound like Tristan and Jack.
Yes. Oh, you do not want to sound like
Hey,
Tristan.
Now. I think that's an achievable goal. We sound cool as a cucumber.
I sound specifically quite cool. Bobbin.
Oh. I like to think most of my things in WWE format. So I think by that time I'll become like Triple H, where he became part of the establishment. At that point, he had married Stephanie McMahon, who is the daughter of Vince McMahon. So if either of you
got the royalty, right?
Yeah, he married the royalty. So if I think I would go corporate every time I would be on Radio Pizza Party, would be in a suit. And so if one of you has anyone I can marry.
But I also love. I don't know, but I have a ladder business, and I'm willing to go into a partnership with you.
A ladder business is opposed to the former?
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
Well
done. You just turned that back on me.
Oh.
We are mortal enemies now.
No. Hey, with that business, you can really get up there in the world, huh?
In terms of people you could marry, there's tons.
I mean, but that could elevate my position here in Radio Pizza.
Oh, like.
I know it's a pretty nepotistic business.
Dynasty building.
Marry, kill, Tristan, Jack. Yeah,
just marry or kill.
That's the only two that exist.
When
that
Ben
equation.
Meets a person, he just sees two things above their head, and it's one of those.
And he points at an option.
All right, I'm curious of everyone's answers. We are about reaching the end of our show, so maybe this could be one of the last things that we go around.
Marry, kill either of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Starting where?
Which one of you is taller? You're both the exact same height?
I'm taller than Tristan by 3 feet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 8 feet tall.
Kill the freak
from the floor. All right, Evan, you go first.
I'm going to have to kill Jack because he talks too much.
Says you?
he's a big lad, and, you know, it's a little freakish how tall he is. You know, he just towers over everybody else with no regard for other people's height.
He's making Jack sound like a dictator.
And then I'll marry Tristan. Tristan, we'll get married. We'll go on a nice honeymoon. We'll have some cake.
I would marry Jack, and we'd live a very long life, and Tristan the entire time would be thinking, thinking like, oh my god, he's gonna kill me at some point. And then at the end, a murder suicide with Jack.
Oh! I'm gonna say I marry Jack because I assume that you can drive well, and I want someone who drives.
Where do you get that assumption?
I mean, I can drive.
Knowing Tristan's history of driving.
Actually, that's true. Tristan has no room to talk about me being a bad driver.
I'm Bobbin.
Wait, Thomas didn't say that. Why he would marry, kill Tristan?
Oh yeah, why would you kill Tristan?
He's a bad driver.
There was only two options.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think that I would. Well, I think about the nature of the question, and inherently, Jack is the I'd say the more
killable,
the harder one to kill. I was actually going to say
the harder one to kill. Why would you say I'm harder to kill?
Because I think that when I'm by the river and I say, "Look, think about the bunnies." I've never read that book. Think about the bunnies, Jack, and then I. What?
Yeah, wabbits. That's how my old English teacher used to pronounce it.
So wabbits, and then does he get shot in the head? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
A
rabbit.
No, he gets eaten by mice.
Watch out for the rabbit!
He dives in front of him.
Warning.
He's too late.
Wait, so...
Yeah. So marry Tristan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would marry Tristan because his baby
blues.
Will
you kill me because I'd be harder to kill?
Yeah, it's
you're
a
in
challenge.
It for the sport?
Because you wouldn't think
you're
about
like
the wabbits.
You're like an Indominus Rex.
We just sick Cat Williams on you.
That's the thing. I am much weaker than a 12-year-old.
That's almost the entire movie. That movie's 120 minutes.
And I would, I would marry Jack and then kill myself.
Hey, are those two related?
I would marry Tristan and then kill both of us.
Aww.
All right, should we wrap up this year's show?
There's 7 minutes on the commentary track, so I guess we went right to the end of the hour.
Can we speed the commentary track right up?
Sure.
Let's speed it up and then talk about the sped up commentary.
All right, let's articulate if I die.
Oh, no.
You can't really scrub ahead and speed up, can you?
No, it just needs to buffer.
Oh, right, it's buffer.
Right. You didn't listen.
No, but thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Totally fair.
We had two people on the phone.
In terms of what I think we should do going forward, just cancel the show.
We should dig through some old tweets and cancel ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
canceled
this.
Yeah, I'll just
call it out.
Cancel Tristan Wheeler.
I'm sure I
let's
deserve
get,
it.
Let's get hashtag cancel Tristan
Natalie,
Wheeler trending on Facebook.
Let's build up the ammo.
On Facebook.
Facebook stories.
Yeah, all
all right, all of our listeners, put cancel Tristan Wheeler on your Facebook stories.
Twitter is trying to cancel one of its hosts. That's great.
All right.
Oh, wow.
We're just going to go to the last few seconds here.
Jeez. Yeah, we start the show with Randy.
I want to see Jimmy Fallon.
It's two Jimmy Fallon references.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, you did reference him earlier today.
Look, if you're going to get into all my Jimmy Fallon references, we're never going to get out of here, okay?
Are you just recycling the same jokes over and over again, and we just forget?
Look, if you're going to get into joke recycling, we're never going to get out of here, okay?
You have to see if you can get away with calling him Joey Fat One once. Just one.
Like, as if being like, oh, sorry, I meant Fatone.
Yeah, but like you have to like it has to be super sly.
When your your mom dropped that glass of water, she had just ripped a pretty fat tone, yeah.
And pretty fat Jimmy Fatone.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, let's wrap this up. This is getting ridiculous.
I mean, a few minutes left, a few seconds left,
and transform into his final form, the main singer from Smash Mouth.
No,
such a good commentary.
All right, guys, we got to wrap up the show. It's 7:28 here. Nick, Natalie, we're
it's 7:28 almost now.
Oh my god!
Bye. Thank you so much for coming.
It's crazy the same time.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for 3 amazing years and to a million years more.
Beautiful year.
We're never dying.
Wonderful
year.
Yay.
Yeah.
It'll take a SWAT team to get us out of this radio station.
Yeah, they got too many Horcruxes, for your Harry Potter fans out there.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey, play the Harry Potter
so
music.
I exited like how so
Ben dictates
we'll
the show.
We'll end it with a Cat Williams stand-up joke. Bye,
oh,
everybody.
No. We're never going to get out of here.
I'm not going to make you look up. Cat Williams beating up kids. Let's see if he's got a bit about that.
The podcast, which is on iTunes.
Yeah, listen to the podcast. We're on iTunes.
Oh, it's still going.
Should be.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Follow us on Twitter, I guess.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.